Yeah, we're good. All right. Get ready. Yep. All right. I'm going to be preaching on Psalm 121, verse 1. Alright, so, and it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills where whence cometh my help. And basically, it's saying when he was in need, he looked up and he got help. He looked up to God. And there's an old saying that says, look where you're going. Obviously, you need to look where you're going. Some of the basic things are driving. I just took driver's training a few months ago, and I was sitting at the wheel, and I was tensed up like this. And the guy was making fun of me because he knows me, and he was like, what are you going to do, punch me? And he would make fun of me for it. So another thing is bowling. Now, if you're bowling, you're not going to sit here and look at the guy across from you bowling. You're not going to be like, you're going to want to look where you're going. You're going to see what your target is. Like hunting, you have a bow, you're going to want to look through your sight. You're not going to want to look over here and see the squirrel running across while you're waiting to shoot a deer. I just had, my birthday was last Thursday. So my dad wouldn't tell me where we're going for weeks and weeks. So we showed up at a paintball place. So we're going paintballing. And, you know, we figured it was going to hurt. So the first round, we're sitting there hiding in the back. There's all this coverage and stuff, and we're sitting back here in the leaves and all the tree line and stuff, and everyone's up there fighting, and we're like, see anybody? So finally we ran up and shot some people. When we got shot, I was like, my safety was on. So, but I felt pretty good after that because I redeemed myself. I actually ended up shooting like 7 people out of like the 10 people on the team, so felt pretty good about that. But basically, I'm talking about where you're looking. I believe as you become a Christian, or any person really, you're trying to look forward. Like I said, you want to look where you're going. So you're looking ahead. You know, people say there's a short and narrow path, or a long and narrow path to heaven. So you want to look towards the path of where you're going. But people see heaven's up here and hell's down here. So you want to be looking up here. But if you're just an average person, you've never really been to church, you just kind of never really heard anything about it, or maybe you've heard something about it, and it just, you've never really caught on to it, which obviously you guys have, you're at church, but maybe you're just kind of like, you're coming to church, you start looking up, and you're like, I don't really feel like coming, so start to lower back down. Maybe your friends tell you to come do something that's, wouldn't really, if they knew you were going to church every Wednesday, they wouldn't really expect you to do that. So you kind of look down. And that goes on everything you do. You're kind of looking down where you're going, doing good things, reading your Bible up. And it just comes to show. If you look at people like Floyd Mayweather, he has boxing videos, his workouts, people watch them. He actually has a headset. And they put weights on it. There's a little bar right here. You can put weights on it. And he'll pull his head down. And he has to pick his head up to work the muscles. We can work our muscles in our neck to look up. Reading our Bible. Praying. Coming to church. Passing out tracts. We can do the same thing. We don't have to physically get strong, but mentally get strong to where we can look up. Because I don't know about you guys, but I think all of us could raise our hands and say, I want to be looking like this. No, I don't think anybody wants to be around like, hey, how's it going? So you want to be looking up as high as you can, you know, holding your head high. You won the football game, the championship. You want to be looking up. You want to be saying, hey, we just won championship, you know? So you just want to, you want to look and say, hey, I read my Bible today. I prayed today. I'm doing good today. But then you say, oh, I slept in this morning, or I forgot to read my Bible. But then you come to church, and you just want to keep your head high. You want to, it says in verse 2, it says, with my help cometh from the Lord, which made me heaven, which made the heaven and earth. So if you're looking up, and you're trying, and you read your Bible, and it's meaningful to you, and you pray with all your heart, God's going to help you. God's going to help it to where it's a little bit easier to stay up, to where you don't want to drop so easy. God's voice in your head will get louder. He'll want to make you look higher. He'll want your expectations to rise. He wants you to get better. No matter what you do reading your Bible's not making your head rise. Your friend that reminds you to come to church or calls you so you wake up in the morning, they're not the one that help you rise. God helps you rise. Because in the end, you don't give glory, like, you don't want to give, like, yeah, you'd be like, thanks, you know, you helped me wake up, so it helped me go up. But in the end, you want to give your glory to God. So, basically, when that's what you want to do, but you want to make sure when your head's high, you want to do your best to try and keep your head high. Because you don't want to say, oh, my head's pretty high, so I think I can skip church this week, and I think I can take a week off reading Bible and praying, and because it can still fall. Just because you do good doesn't mean you're up there. And I'm not the one, I'm preaching to you guys, but I'm preaching to myself. I come to church here every Wednesday. My parents have a church on Sunday, so I go there. But I've been missing church here on Wednesdays. So this message hit me too. I'm preaching to myself here. So in verse 7, it says, the Lord shall preserve thee, verse 7. It says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. So basically, God says, you read your Bible, you come to church, you pray, pass out tracts. He said, he's going to keep on talking to you. His voice is going to get louder. He's not going to make you guys feel like, I kind of want to sneak out tonight, or I kind of want to do this tonight. He's going to keep on speaking to you. He's going to want to keep your heart pure. He's not going to just stop talking. He's going to be like, oh, you're doing good. You got your head high. Well, I'm just going to kind of see how you do on your own, let you struggle. So if you show him that you're doing good, you want to live for him, he's going to help you live for him. He's not just going to let you struggle the whole time. If you put in effort, like people say, you put in effort, you get what you put in. You know, you play football or baseball, you run out on the field and you're sitting here stretching and you're like, you're going down and you're like, oh, touch your toes. Oh, here, let me grab my leg. Oh. You're not really trying to, you know, get ready for what you want. You want to score touchdowns, but then you pull a hamstring and then you're out for the game. So make sure you prepare yourself. Make sure you know what you're doing. Make sure you keep your head high. And that's what I have for tonight.